I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready when joy comes back to me.
'Cause I've been downhearted. Been downhearted. But I won't be down for long, 'cause I wanna be ready.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Joy comes back to me.
I've been too long crying. I've been too long crying. Too long crying. I ain't gonna cry no more, 'cause I wanna be ready.
That's a tune called Joy Comes Back. Sean Staples wrote it. Before that was Big Old Life by Ranny Arbo, and in both those tunes performed by Ranny Arbo and Daisy Mayhem from their tune called their CD rather, called Big Old Life, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks very much for joining us. And coming up a little later this hour, I'll be talking with and we'll be hearing sing a number of high school actors, and I think we have a couple of younger ones from Champaign Central High School. Their upcoming production next week is of the musical Shrek, based, of course, on that film. And we'll be having a live preview in our studio, so stay tuned for that. But first, we have a couple who are on the University of Illinois campus, courtesy of the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. This week, they've been giving some outreach performances in the schools and also performances at the Krannert Center as part of the Krannert Kids program. Wednesday and today. They've already done two performances today, and then two more tomorrow. And it's Kim and Reggie Harris. And I will let them tell you more rather than my read something that gives a description. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes,
it's a pleasure
glad
to be
here. We've been doing actually two different shows here this week. We did Dream Alive, a celebration of Black history. And so we started off the week performing that show at the Krannert Center. And then today and tomorrow, and actually we have one more, tomorrow morning, we're doing the show One Family, One Planet. And in a nutshell, it's about people getting along with each other and getting along with the planet. And it's been great having the young people come in. We have people coming, you know, teachers and students coming. We have people who are homeschooling, and so the parents and children are coming in to the program. And so, you know, we've been having a great time.
And a bit of a whirlwind tour. Well, I guess for you, sort of at least
sort of
some
normal
of the educational institutions of here, around here. And so we're just glad to have you in to give a chance to hear some of your music and
a little bit
of what you do. I know those are two of the programs you do regularly in an educational situation. There's also one called Music in the Underground Railroad and one called Let My People Go, a Jewish and African-American Celebration of Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we started out actually doing Music in the Underground Railroad in 1982. We had an opportunity to go into some schools and a program in Philadelphia Public Schools with the Philadelphia Folk Song Society. And they were just trying to have programs come into the schools that taught kids about music and its interaction in history. And we were given an opportunity to put together a small program. And Kim had actually remembered an assembly program when she was in fifth grade where a guy came in and talked about the Underground Railroad and code songs. And so we did some research and discovered that we knew many of the songs, that, you know, having grown up singing spirituals. Put together a little program and 30 years later.
Right. It's a bigger program.
So.
But we really specialize in spirituals and in freedom songs and in using songs, especially from the Underground Railroad Freedom Movement and the modern civil rights movement. And we think about the way those songs were used and animated those movements for freedom.
Then in our spare time, we do concerts of songs we write.
Yes.
So it's kind of the Kim and Reggie repertory theater.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and some of the programs are you're still working with the John F. Kennedy Center Partners in Education program.
We are. We're actually founding artists in that program. And it's a marvelous partnership between artists and teachers to find ways to bring the curriculum alive.
Well, and speaking of curriculum, I was looking through your curriculum guide for teachers for some of those programs and also for students themselves. And I learned a few things about the Underground Railroad that I either never knew or had forgotten, like why is it even called that, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And especially around, you know, this area coming through people running to freedom and working for freedom. You know, there was a real tradition of that in Illinois, in Indiana, people also heading north through the area and especially coming up the rivers, because the rivers, as you know, you probably read in the guide, the rivers were very much a part of that road to freedom that people were using.
What this may be really obvious, but what is the difference between a spiritual and a freedom song?
That's not obvious. It's not obvious at all. And that's one of the things we do all year long is talk about the difference. Spirituals are a much earlier form of music. They were primarily 1700s and 1800s. And they are songs that were composed in community. You generally won't know who a person was that composed them.
Right, and they really come out of that African American, the enslaved experience. So enslaved and free African Americans, primarily in the Southern states. You know, even though there were people singing them and singing versions of them in the Northern states, especially in the Northeast, and you know, coming up through Detroit and through Chicago. So singing those songs, really the spirituals, but freedom songs. A lot of times, you know, in the civil rights movement time, sometimes they would take the same songs that they were singing during the days of Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, and they might update them or tweak them a little bit and then use them in the civil rights movement with, you know, Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. So you hear some of the same songs. And we might as well give an example since we're sitting here in front of these.
I was going to ask. Can we have an example of each?
Okay. So we'll give you one that...
One of our favorites.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, there's room for many more.
Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, there's room for many more.
The gospel trains are coming, I hear it just at hand. I hear those car wheels rumbling and rolling through the land.
Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, get on board. Children, children, there's room for many a more. Now get on board, children, children, get on board. Children, get on board, children, children, there's room for many a more. No signal for another train to come on down the line. So sinner, you're forever lost if once you're left behind. Get on board, children, children, get on board. Children, get on board, children, children, there's room for many a more. Now get on board, children, children, get on board, children, get on board, children, children, there's room for many a more.
Well, I hear that mob howling, they're headed for the square, saying catch those freedom fighters,
but we're gonna meet them there. Now get on board, children, children, get on board, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight for human rights. Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, get on board. On board, children, children, let's fight for human rights.
As fighters, we go hungry, sometimes no eat or sleep. But when you fight for freedom, the end you'll be free.
So get on board, children, children, get on board. Now, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight for human rights.
Get on board, now, children, get on board, get on board, get on board, children, children, let's fight. For human rights.
Kim and Reggie Harris live in our studio here on Live and Local. They're on the University of Illinois campus at the Krannert Center this week, giving performances for young people in the Krannert Kids series. Well, I guess it's called the Krannert Youth Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got another performance left tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in that
mm-hmm.
program.
Mm-hmm.
The one you're doing tomorrow is the, I lost the title of it.
One Family, One Planet.
One Family, One Planet.
It's a show that we came up with. You know, we've done a lot of work over the years around environmental education and songs about cooperation, you know, peace songs, making the world a better place. And so we had those two shows, the Underground Railroad show. We had the wider show on African-American history. We wanted to do something that sort of took on a broader theme. And so we put together One Family, One Planet, which is really a fun show. I mean, we talk about not only freedom, but we also talk about brushing your teeth. We talk about not wasting water. We talk about having fights and admitting that you're wrong and offering apologies. We talk about...
The rivers about how streams, drinking water comes from the river, so we don't want to waste water. So it's, you know, the show has some very broad themes, mm-hmm. but especially for young people and for more seasoned people, you know, they're the kind of themes that we're thinking about these days.
More seasoned people.
More seasoned.
I like the way you put that. But I saw that this is kind of geared for pre-kindergarten through second grade.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but we do it pretty much up to about fourth, fifth grade. We've actually done it for older ages, and there are other songs that we can slot in. Because essentially, I mean, we always say this, but essentially, it's a show that we really do. It's kind of part of everything that we do. We're doing the same kind of thing for adults when we do concerts. We just change the songs out. So instead of doing, you know, This Little Light of Mine or you know, the River Is, you know, which is a song that we learned on the Clearwater Sailing on the Hudson, we might do a Pete Seeger song like Rainbow Race. When we're playing for adults. And we're talking about essentially the same theme. But the great thing with kids is, you know, you can have fun. We do a piece where we're I'm pretending to brush my teeth and I'm wasting all kinds of water. And we have the kids running in place. So as long as the water's being wasted, they have to run. So that kind of thing in the show. It's got a fun to just sort of let loose and have some fun with that. We do a story about two sisters who are learning how to share the food that their father has given them. Story that came from the country of Suriname that we fashioned. So
some of these songs will be your own. Some of them will be borrowed from various places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be borrowed from a different tradition or from, you know, a favorite songwriter.
Do we have, I'm sure we are going to have an example, perhaps from that show?
I think so. What moment you like to do? Well, how about We Come From the Mountains?
Sounds good.
Now, this is a song that originally was written by Harry Belafonte, and it's been updated and some fourth graders added some verses to it. I think these fourth graders were doing environmental education on the Haw River in North Carolina. So the original song talks about we come from the city and we come from the country, but, you know, we get together and turn it all around. But these kids wanted to talk about we come from basically earth, air, fire, and water. So from the mountains and from the fire. But it's just a great song to sing. We come from the mountains, we come from the mountains. Go back to the mountains and turn the world around. We come from the mountains, go back to the mountains, turn the world around. Oh, we come from the fire, we come from the fire. Go back to the fire and turn the world around. We come from the fire, go back to the fire, turn around, around. Oh, we come from the water, we come from the water. Go back to the water and turn the world around. We come from the water, go back to the water, turn the world around. Now, knowing that, you know, the words are fairly simple, but there are also all kinds of great hand motions and gestures. So, you can't see them, folks, on the radio, so you just have to come and check it out.
We come from the sky, we come from the sky. Go back to the sky, turn the world around. Come from the sky, go back to the sky, turn the world around. We come from the mountains, we come from the fire, we come from the water, turn the world around. We come from the sky, go back to the sky, turn the world around. We come from the sky, go back to the sky, and turn the world.
Well, this isn't a TV show, but I hope that the energy that I'm seeing from these two is coming through over the airwaves, over the radio waves, because it's great to watch you, Kim and Reggie Harris, here on Live and Local. And that song, part of their One Family, One Planet program that's going to be presented at the Krannert Center at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can get more information. I failed to confirm with Krannert whether there are still seats available that they can have, but you can certainly check in with them and find out, at least in the next half hour or so, as long as somebody's around there. Or go to the website, to look at Krannert Center Youth Series, and you'll find the information on that. You said you grew up with spirituals and gospel and so on, but what's your musical training otherwise?
Musical training. We were both in the Philadelphia public schools, and they had, they had great music programs then. I was in the orchestra, played the viola, all kinds of choirs, and not only in church but also in school.
Same thing with me. I grew up, I played the string bass in the orchestra in junior high school. And
me too.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I broke one, actually. One
you
year.
Broke a bass?
Well, kind of.
That's talented.
Well, it kind of slipped. But, both of us had music in our lives from a very early age. The guitar, actually, I didn't start learning the guitar until I was like 20 years old. And it just seemed like just the perfect complement to, you know, what I was feeling at the time. Kim had started playing guitar some years ago. So when we met, we were just about to be co-students at Temple University in Philadelphia. And the guitar was a wonderful way to spend hours just...
That's right, hanging out on campus playing guitar. And then also I had, you know, piano lessons growing up. I mean, just, you know, all that kind of training.
And we listened to all kinds of things. I mean, both of us were singing classical music and we were hearing gospel and spirituals, but also hearing the Beatles and, you know...
Everybody else, the everybody Supremes, else. You know, all the music in the area. And then these days also... I continued going to school after, you know, Reg and I have been together for many years. And at one point I said, I think I want to go to school. And after he fainted. for my master's thesis, I wrote a one-act opera for young people based on the songs of the Underground Railroad. Mm. So once again, you know, continuing to work with these same songs that we really like. And then for my doctorate.
Yes, she wasn't done.
I wasn't done.
Masters wasn't enough.
For my doctorate, I composed a mass based on spirituals. Mm. And so that's been, you know, it's been interesting. But what we really say is that we sing the same songs pretty much everywhere we go, but the context is different. Obviously, you know, the level of the material that we put around the songs might be different, but it's the same songs. We, you know, we're involved with spirituals and freedom songs.
And you write your own.
Yeah, we do that too.
Yes, we also compose
music.
Yeah,
we just released an album in 2012 called Resurrection Day, and that has 8 original songs on it and some other songs. And that basic theme, well, actually in 2008, I had a liver transplant. And
hence the title of that CD.
Hence the title.
That's right.
Yes. So that experience, it was about a 13-year experience of sort of leading up to the liver transplant. And as they say, nothing bad happens to a writer. It's all material.
It just feels bad when you're going through it.
Well, I tell you know, that was a little unusual having to go through all that. But so we released that and those, you know, and we write. I mean, I write, Kim writes. We write love songs and we write songs that sort of look at just what's going on around us, you know, commenting on, you know, issues, but also just, you know, the everyday things that happen in life. So
may we have an example?
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Look them in the eye or something? Because I think we're how long do we get to have with you?
We have about another 5 minutes.
All right.
Well, fine. So, let's do this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Close enough. Mama says you better watch your step, cause you're beside yourself. Mama says you better shut that mouth before you lose your health. You say they hurt your feelings, it just might take you out before they're through. Mama says that's crazy talk, who died and made you king? People who ain't here no more said that self same thing. You got to know when to quit it. Be careful where you stick your point of view. If you listen closely, you will recognize the lies. Say that if you fight, you cannot win. Oh, when that train rolls up, I hit you right between the eyes. Better know who is and ain't your friend. You got to do what you're doing. Try and set the spark. Say what you're saying. Shout it from your heart. You got to make a change. Stand your ground. You got to look them in the eye. You may just want to back right down when they call your name. So many have been here before, pushing through the pain. We all stand on their shoulders. Now it's up to us to see it through. It don't take a genius to bring tyrants to their knees. Passion makes you swim against the tide.
It makes you swim against the tide.
Or you may not win the battle.
You may sail stormy seas.
Ignorance won't have a place to hide.
you got to do what you're doing. Try and set the spot. Say what you're saying. Shout it from your heart. You got to make a change.
Stand your ground.
You gotta look them in the.
Do what you're doing.
Try and set the spot. Say what you're saying. Shout it from your heart. You got to make a change.
Stand your ground. You gotta look them in the eye.
Kim and Reggie Harris from their CD called Resurrection Day. They were live doing it right in our studio here on Live and Local. And it's been a real treat. Sort of a real whirlwind tour of some of what you're about. And people can, I'd encourage you actually to go to the Krannert Center Youth Series page, which is youth.krannertcenter.com. And you can actually read the Celebration of Black History, Dream Alive, material that they've yes. written for that, and also another publication that about that program and about their other program that they're doing tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock yet at the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for mm-hmm. the Performing Arts. It's been a real treat to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having us in.
And wish we had the rest of the hour.
Well, we'll come back.
Yes.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, have you been through here before?
We have not. We were here years ago and we did a concert, a folk concert, but I don't really remember where we were.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of little and small and large venues in
this
community.
Yes. Yeah, we were actually came through and we did a Phil Oaks song night. Mm-hmm. We did the music of Phil Oaks, and there were about five other acts. And I remember that it was a wonderful evening, but I have no idea where we were.
Well, that's the thing about being on tour. Yeah. At some point, a hall looks like a hall.
Yeah, put it yes.
But you want to see as many of them as possible.
That's right. This is a small one. This is a large one. This is a pub mm-hmm. or whatnot.
And, of course, we have to give a shout-out to Rich Warren and the Midnight Special because he's a real good friend of ours. And, you know, so we're on that program. I think one of our one of the Phil Oaks songs that we sing is his closing theme song every week on the Midnight Special. So I don't know if you all carry that.
We do carry the Midnight Special.
Yes, well, the folks that know that, then they have heard us before.
We're the closing song every week.
Many times. And we were on their, they did a New Year's Eve celebration this year, and we were a part of that. So, yeah.
Well, it's a real treat. Kim and Reggie Harris.
Thanks for having us.
Great to meet you.
Look forward to seeing you again.
And we're going to give way to students from Champaign Central High School who are putting on the musical Shrek for several performances next week. They're going to give us a live preview in a matter of minutes on Live and Local. We have support today from Allerton Park in Monticello, hosting an English weekend at Allerton, February 22nd and 23rd. In the spirit of Downton Abbey, this event takes an in-depth look at the entire cuisine, architecture, and relationships between servant and master in a post-Edwardian era. Details are available at allerton.illinois.edu.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek, who lived with his parents in a bog by a tree. It was a pretty nasty place, but he was happy, because ogres like nasty. On his birthday, the little ogre's parents sat him down to talk, just as all ogre parents had for hundreds of years before.
Listen, son, you're growing up so quickly. Growing up bigger by the day.
Although we want you here, the rules are very clear.
Now you're seven.
So it's time to go away. Your mama packed a sandwich for your trip.
Your papa packed your boots in case of snow.
You're gonna make us proud. No backing up allowed.
Just keep walking.
Just keep walking.
And you'll find somewhere to go.
It's a big, bright, beautiful world with happiness all around. It's peaches and cream, and every dream comes true. But not for you. It's a big, bright, beautiful world with possibilities everywhere. And just around the bend, there's a friend or two. But not for you.
We're ugly, son, which means that life is harder. The things they cannot understand.
And when they look at us, they tend to make a fuss.
Burn our houses down.
And chase us off our land. It's important that you find a cozy cesspit.
A place no one would ever dare to tread.
And if they happen by, make sure you terrify them.
If you don't, son.
If you don't, son, then you'll surely wind up dead.
And so, the little ogre went off and found a muddy patch of swampland far, far away from the world that despised him. And there he stayed for many years, tucked away and all alone, which was just the way he liked it. Fun and shove it where the sun don't shine. I prefer a life like this. It's not that complicated. Sir, I'm fated to be lonely and I'm destined to be hated. If you read the books, they say it's why I was created. But I don't care, 'cause being liked is grossly
opening music from the musical Shrek here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks very much for joining us, everybody, and thanks especially to our next guests who are all students at Champaign Central High School. Is everybody a student at Champaign Central High School? Not quite. And also to the instructors there. LaDonna Wilson is the drama director, also teaches English, and Stephen Larson is the chorus director. Do you teach another class?
I teach guitar as well.
Okay. I learned something today. And I'm going to learn more than that, because I must be one of the very few people in the world who has never seen the movie Shrek. So I actually don't know the story. so I'd appreciate a synopsis. There might, for the two or three other people out there who are like that, what's this about? And some ogres or something like that.
Well,
right?
The movie's a little bit different than the musical. So they've kind of taken this idea that there's this guy that's so ugly that everybody treats him horribly. He's the ogre. And they start him at 7 years old. So we get to see that it's an ogre tradition that he's kicked out of the family at seven. And we also find out that Fiona, who's a princess, in her culture, she's put in a tower to wait for a prince at the age of seven. So they both led this kind of lonely existence. And Prince Farquaad has decided that he needs a queen to marry. So he finds out he wants to marry Fiona. And he tries to clear out his village so that it can be all perfect, like it's a small world kind of thing. So all the fairy tale creatures get kicked out and go to the swamp, which makes the ogre want to rescue Fiona so he can get a swamp back and be by himself. And of course, love ensues, and it goes on from there.
Of course, it has to, yeah. So that's similar to the movie, but
it is. I mean, the same kind of Fiona Farquaad Shrek thing happens, but the fairy tale characters are much more involved in the musical, and we get a backstory for a lot of the characters that you don't get in, you know, the animated film.
And is this a particular version for young people, or are you able to do essentially the Broadway version?
We're doing the Broadway version.
Because sometimes that does happen with certain shows.
It does. But, it does. Yeah. We try not to do that too much.
Well, I imagine that since it's essentially a kid's show, you don't have to clean much up.
Well, it's true. I mean, it is like all Disney films, they have adult humor in there too, but it's a lot of innuendo. But it's pretty much... It's PG.
Because they want the adults to bring their kids.
Right. And I think that's what Shrek's appeal is that it's one of those things for all ages.
So we've got a few songs to do. What do you want to start with? And maybe a little setup for...
Well, I thought we would start with I Know It's Today, which we have the three Fionas. We get to see in the same song Fiona age from child to teen to adult. And we get to see her struggles as she's been in the tower all by herself. So do you want to line up, guys?
So who are our Fionas here?
We have our little Fiona is Emma Lowenstein, and you can kind of go this way. And Ruth Selke is our teen Fiona, and Fiona Kimball
we actually have a Fiona.
Is Fiona.
From the musical Shrek.
There's a princess in a tower. Oh my gosh, that's just like me. Poor Rapunzel needs a haircut. But the witch won't set her free. She passes time by singing like someone else I know. As years go by, she sits and waits. As years go by, uh-oh. A torturous existence. I don't remember this part. She wishes she were dead. Skip ahead, skip ahead. But in the end, Rapunzel finds a millionaire. The prince is good at climbing and braiding golden hair. So I know.
Glad it's her instead of me. Pretty maiden in a glass box. How I wonder, does she pee? Blah, 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 poison apple, boring, boring, evil queen. Filler, filler, been here, read that seven shorties on the scene. Skip ahead, skip ahead. But in the end, the princess wakes up with a start. The prince is good at kissing and melting Snow White's heart. So I know he'll appear, and his armor will be blinding, as shining as his perfect teeth and manly hose. He'll propose on one knee, and our prenup will be binding. About time we set the wedding day. Day 958. I know it's today. He'll show up today. There's a princess, any princess. Take your pick, they're all like me. Not exactly, I'm still waiting. They're out living happily. Ever after, better get here. I want love in seconds flat. No one needs these middle bits. Oops, did I do that? Cut the villains, cut the vamping. Cut this fairy tale, cut the pail and the pitfalls. Cut the puppet and the whale. Cut the monsters, cut the curses. Keep the intro and the verses. And the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. The waiting. But I know he'll appear, though I seem a bit bipolar. And I am a vandal now as well. Hope he won't mind, I'm a find.
From the musical Shrek, the Champaign Central High School production, which is coming up next week, we heard as three Fionas. I hope I say your last name is right. Emma Lowenstein, Ruth
Zelke.
Zelke, I was going to get it wrong, and Fiona Kimball here on Live and Local with Stephen Larson at the keyboard. When are the shows?
We start on Wednesday, so it's February 19th through the 23rd. It's 7 p.m. on Wednesday through Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday the 23rd.
Okay, and how does somebody get tickets?
Well, you can call the school at 351-3911 to make reservations, but we really only sell tickets at the door, but we will hold tickets back if somebody wants to make a reservation.
Okay, so it's safe to just show up, in other words, and the
pretty
recommended
safe
method.
We've only really sold out. We have a pretty big theater twice in the last probably 6 years, so it tends to snowball by word of mouth. That's kind of the way it happens there.
What were those shows, out of curiosity?
Chicago and Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Logical enough.
Yes.
And, of course, here we are with another fairy tale. So this was based on the musical, which in turn was based loosely on a picture book.
Yes.
From 1990. Did you assign the picture book to all of your cast members?
No, although we have our little Shrek is actually Emma's little sister, who was looking at one of the picture books earlier today. So
I'm going to have to look it up myself. I haven't had a chance to do that. That's from William Steig, I guess, is the author. What do we have next?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of The Dragon. We have lots of teachers involved in this production.
Oh, really?
Probably 14 total backstage and onstage. So we've got a big group that's involved. And one of them is the donkey. But he goes to help Shrek. He's a little bit like a sidekick. And he meets the dragon, who the dragon falls in love with him because...
With the donkey.
With the donkey, yes. And our dragon is actually a rented puppet. It's about $3,000, this puppet. And our puppeteer, actually, she moves the head as she sings, so it's a very physical part. So, Shireen.
So you're the one operating the dragon.
Yeah, there's actually five of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to operate the head.
But nobody gets to see you on stage out of costume.
They can't.
Oh, they can't.
The dragon's kind of above them. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Shireen Hassan.
Yes.
A another day inside my keep. I get no rest, I get no sleep. 'Cause when I start to count my sheep, you come around. I draw my shades and lock my doors. Still you come for what ain't yours. Like a hound dog on all fours, you sniff around and around and around. You're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, yeah, yeah, forever, forever. Another night, another name, all in all, you're all the same. Foolish moth, you want that flame that you fly around. The siren calls you from her beach. That pretty girl, that perfect peach. She is always out of reach, but I am around and around and around.
You're
gonna stay, you're gonna stay,
you're gonna stay,
you're gonna stay, yeah, yeah. No one wants to rescue me, so yeah, I'm a little bitter. I'm no princess, no great beauty. No one ever, 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 ever wants me. Oh, rescue me. Come on, baby, rescue me. But he wants me. No great beauty, but he wants me. No one ever, 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 ever wanted me. So you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, yeah, yeah, forever.
Shireen Hassan as the dragon in the song Forever from Shrek musical. Stephen Larson at the keyboard. This Champaign Central High School production, which goes up next week and also finishes next week. That's how these things usually go. Live on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign, offering budget-friendly, fairly traded Valentine's Day gift items from jewelry and home decor to chocolate, coffee, and tea. A gift from 10,000 Villages is a gift that gives twice. What's the next tune?
Well, one of the things, Lord Farquaad is kind of the evil character in the story, but we actually get a little bit of backstory for him. So he's very diminutive in size, and so there's a lot of jokes made about that. In fact, the characters walk around on their knees, and they have a whole harness to do all of this kind of thing through the whole show. So Lord Farquaad explains how he's had some issues with his parents.
Okay.
My daddy was a miner, so he wasn't much around. Foraging for diamonds, a life spent underground. Daddy didn't talk much, he barely said hello. He simply muttered, hi-ho, and off to work he'd go. Daddy was grumpy. My mama was a princess who left her crown behind. Daddy was her true love, so mama didn't mind. I never knew my mama, but she could have been a queen. She married way beneath her knee, I mean. Oh, daddy's bed was lumpy, so mommy couldn't sleep. Daddy built a new one, so tall and so steep. 20 mattresses she slept upon. One night she rolled over, and mama was gone. So daddy was grumpy. Me and my old man, a tale as old as dirt. A bitter, distant father in a tiny undershirt. Daddy up and left me good as dead. Now he lives in squalor, sleeping 7 to a bed.
An excerpt from the Ballad of Farquaad with, do you say it, Isaiah?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Brighton.
Yes.
One of numerous folks in at Central who keep a family tradition alive. I know your sister Jess has been in this room before, and we have another of those legacy actors, I guess, let's say, coming up in a minute, and maybe have had already. I think we have time for one more.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do Freak Flag then, because I think this is one of the anthem of the shows, is that it doesn't matter how big you are or how different you are, that knowing yourself is what is going to make a difference in the world. So everybody has a story to tell.
We spend our whole lives wishing we weren't so freaking strange. They made us feel that way, but it's they who need to change.
The way they think, that is.
It's time to stop the hiding. It's time to stand up tall. Say, hey world, I'm different. And here I am.
Take it down, raise it way up high. Yeah, let your freak flag fly.
with Emma Hall as Pinocchio, I gather. The wooden one, Ashley Massey, is... How do you say your character's name?
Gingy.
Gingy. What is Gingy?
Gingy is a gingerbread man.
Oh, that makes some sense. Shireen Hassan back, in this case, as Mama Bear. She gets to play various animals, apparently. And then the backing chorus from the cast of Shrek the Musical at Champaign Central High School, which opens its production next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, continues
Correct.
Through Saturday, evening performances, and the Sunday matinee is?
2:30.
No matinee on Saturday.
No matinee on Saturday.
And you can go to the high school on University Avenue, Champaign, and just show up for one of the shows.
Absolutely.
You will more than likely get in. LaDonna Wilson is the director of drama there, and Stephen Larson, their accompanist for this. Do you direct the orchestra also for these productions? Yes, and also does the choirs at Central. Thanks very much, everybody. As always, it sounds great.
Thank you.
And have a great show. I'll mention a few other things you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. Millikan Opera Theater is presenting some Puccini one-act operas at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center Indicator tonight at 7:30. Brad Wheeler and Friends play jazz at Bouvons and Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock. It's the play Wait Until Dark, quite a thriller at Parkland Theater. That's tonight at 7:30 and continues for a while. University of Illinois Jazz Vocal Ensembles at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. There's a Folk and Roots old-time jam at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. That is also tonight at 7 o'clock. And Andy Duncanson is playing acoustic at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Peoria Symphony is giving a romance concert tomorrow on Valentine's Day at the Peoria Civic Center. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra and more are presenting a concerto aria concert at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night at 7:30. And the Urbana Country Dancers, Contra Dance, featuring music by the Deadbeats, is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Finally, Sinfonia da Camera, their concert From Russia with Love, and we'll be welcoming their soloist, Andres Cardenas, on tomorrow's Live and Local during the 4 o'clock hour. Programs today are made possible with support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. You're listening to 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 5 o'clock.